Six, five, four, three, two, one, begin transmission.
Goodness, so close and yet so far. The correct time is 1930 UTC. And that is the traditional beginning time of the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. It's that time of day again. The time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe, and I'm sitting here drinking tea today. I'm sitting here drinking yummy, yummy Dahong Pao. Why am I drinking Dahong Pao today? Because drinking the good Dahong Pao, it's delicious. I need to have it. It's yummy. It tastes so good. It's delicious. And it's another very cold day, and I think it might have rained a little bit last night, but the sun's starting to peek out. And oh, guess what? The lawnmower guy has arrived. Let's open the window. Yeah, we're opening the window on this nice and cold day so we can hear the lawnmower guy mowing my lawn. Okay, so I guess we'll just listen to that noise in the background. That'll be that'll be something to do. Good Lord. Oh, anyway, yeah, it's a little cool. And when I got up a little bit early today. I could not go back to sleep, even though I tried. And things were damp outside. My deck was wet. I think my patio was wet, but I think the sun's coming out. Is it warming up? I don't know. What's the temperature outdoors? I have no idea. But it actually got below 60 degrees Fahrenheit in my house overnight. What is that? That's 15 degrees Celsius. Yeah, so my house is cooling down. Yeah. And as regular listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee are aware, I'm trying to make it until November before I turn my heat on, before I fire up the furnace. I'm trying to stay as cold as possible. The good news is, in a couple of days, it's supposed to get warm again. There's some kind of weird weather pattern. I saw the weather pattern on the Weather Channel this morning on their weather radar and was very interested in weather. And yeah, it's cold to the, it's cold here, and then it's warm to the west and it's warm to the east. So that warmth is going to get here in a couple days. It's going to heat my house back up. So if I can make it through this little cold snap, then I'm good. Then I'm going to be good for a while, and I might be able to make it a few days into November before actually turning my heat on. I can't remember what the record is. I for some reason in my head I have November 10th. I think that might be the latest I've ever managed to turn my heat on. Oh. And listen to that. Oh, we've returned to some glorious background silence. Oh, yay. Oh, the quiet. I love it so much. Right. So anyway, what are we doing today?
Nice job, baby.
Oh, of course, we gotta drop a few basses, baby, for bass drop, baby. Yeah, bass drop, baby. Everybody loves a bass drop, baby. Everybody loves to drop the bass. Don't drop basses. They're very expensive and fragile. Okay, oh, I gotta get up. One of the first things that we need to do today is we need to test something. What are we testing? We're not testing any bass drops. We gotta test a cardboard tube or two. It's cardboard tube testing time on the Dubious Goals Committee. What are we doing? What's happening? I gotta go down in the basement. I have in my hand a small cardboard core. A little tube. It's about 10 centimeters long. It's about 2.5 centimeters outside diameter. The inside diameter is about 12 centimeters. And why am I so excited about this? What's it from? Well, I went to the grocery store last night and I found this little tube, this little core in one of the dispensers for plastic bags. You know the bags I mean. You know those little plastic bags that are always hanging around the produce section so you can put your fruits and vegetables into little plastic bags and keep them separate? Well, a roll of those bags ran out and the core was just sitting there. It's sinus day, too. The core was just sitting there in the holder. So, being the resourceful guy I am, I said, huh, I think I need to have that. So, Tobe has it now. And what are we doing? We are standing here in the basement in front of my very large collection of miscellaneous, unknown/unclassified cardboard tubes. Because I got plenty of cardboard tubes. Like, all the cardboard tubes over there, I know the size, I know all the specs. All these cardboard tubes here are all miscellaneous weird things, like, well, I don't even know what some of these are, but people give them to me. And then I need to figure out which cardboard tubes fit inside other cardboard tubes, etc., etc. Why do I need to fit cardboard tubes in- here we go. Yes. Why do I need to fit cardboard tubes inside other cardboard tubes? Oh, you know. Various fun things. A lot of fun things are made out of nested cardboard tubes. Oh, what is this? I didn't even know I had one of these. I bet this fits. No? This fits this one? No? Okay, we're not here for that. We're not here for that. What we're here for is to fit this core. And sure enough, this isn't the tube that I thought it was going to fit in. But sure enough, it fits just right in this tube. And this tube is about a millimeter and a half wall thickness. Okay, that's good enough. What this is going to become is some kind of signal. And this tube is how long? Not quite a meter. This is probably a 36-inch tube. So it's just 10% less than a meter. Let me think. Just going by the seat of my pants. Oh, yeah, this could do it. A 36-inch mortar firing, what is this, a 4-inch shell length. And I'm going to put this much powder in it. That's going to give me about a 30-inch barrel. Am I going to get the barrel velocity that I need? Yeah, I think so. Plus the maths of this core. Yeah, okay, so I've got some stuff to build. And then I can put, let's see, the inside diameter of this core. How much visco can I stick in here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10. Yeah, see, I can get at least 24 pieces of visco in there, if not closer to 30. Okay, that'll be good. I'll use the Falling Leaves red visco. That leaves, yeah, I can use about, you know, that leaves me in about an inch of headroom inside the shell. Okay, we're going back upstairs. We're not actually building anything right now. I just, last night I got home and I put that cardboard core, the little tube, on the counter, on my kitchen counter, and then I forgot all about it. last night until I was eating breakfast this morning. And yay, now I have something to do later. Hooray. Oh, this is trouble. We've got some kind of out-of-control uncle grandfather today. Also, my cat is sitting here being weird. But not banana weird. Or banana weird. But still. Okay, now she's going over. You gonna play with your computer? You wanna get those birdies on your computer screen? Yes, you got to get some birdies. You wanna get them? She's already swiping at the screen.
Large gifts of unbarling ways. With those ways, you will follow the path to the pass of the, blender.
Oh, look. And she has brought a round tray of hamburgers.
Uncle Grandfather. Ow.
You dumb looking. Oh, God. She has brought a round tray of hamburgers.
But what about that path?
Stay true to the past and beware the, the guy.
Who?
Brenda.
Beware of who?
Put those on the top shelf until the fire is hot.
Who, Uncle Grandfather? Beware of who?
Quaffio.
Who?
Hire.
Quaffio?
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Geraldson. Hamburger should be high.
All right.
Damn. Look at that.
Look at that. Blender. All right, I guess it's time to go to some music because I've got nothing else to do. I think it's going to be a little mashup action. So we're going to do a little Elvis. Oh, thanks for stopping. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Queen, and a few others here. This is already starting all cool. All right. Drop it.
Getting born in the state of Mississippi. Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was bring a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than poor. What in the world does your company take me for?
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise. Playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got spot on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing,
we will.
Louisiana, robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner. Pound them everywhere saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel of a hot metal 45. Just another way to survive.
Buddy, you're a young man, hot man, shouting in the street. Gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace. Waving your banner all over the place.
Under control, show me soprano, cause girl you can handle. Baby, my style, so then you come up in park clothes. Girl, I'm new, zoom in, my Bugatti the same note. Show me your perfect pitch, you got it, my banjo. Talent to reach, it looks like you blew out a candle. So the music, you ain't even making me sing with the music. Hope you ain't never shit, you can do it. Even if it's a bitch, you never lose it.
That makes me crazy.
You ain't even making me sing with the music. Hope you ain't never shit, you can do it.
Baby, keep on working for this, ain't got time for that. Just let it go, buzzing over, baby, keep on dancing, or I'll find myself another.
Yeah.
We will rock your
Sonova.
We will rock your
Sonova.
That was a little nutty, you have to admit. But I kind of liked it. Yeah, I'm in the mood for some mighty strange stuff today, I guess. And yeah, I know what you're thinking. You're saying, Tobe, isn't this always a little bit strange? You know, the dubious goals committee. Hasn't it always loved it? No, it's not always strange. First of all, to me, it seems perfectly normal. And whenever it's not normal, it's just really, really greasy. Because Kirk Cameron, and boy, is he going to get it now.
Boy, are you going to get it now.
What? Look at that greasy mess you made.
Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special.
Oh my God, yes, and this is the part where 1981 mom starts walking in the door. Is the kitchen gonna be shiny?
Hey, that's shiny.
Of course it's shiny.
What have you two been up to?
I don't know, we're just a bunch of greasy little children, Mom. What do you expect? We can't do anything.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Yeah. Everybody's got girlfriend, Vietnam. But the real question is, and this is just my opinion, but shouldn't we be asking, hey baby, you got banana cha-cha? No, we should not be asking that question. Give me a break. Okay, enough of this nonsense. It's time for some music, and what do I want to hear? Otis Redding, Hard to Handle.
Baby, here I am, I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to go home with me. I forgot some good old loving, and I got some in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys and things will come by the dozen. That ain't nothing but drugstore loving. Pretty little thing, let me light your count. Cause mama, I'm so hard to handle now, yes, around. Action speaks louder than word. And I'm a man with a great experience. I know you got you another man, but I can love you better than him. Take my hand, don't be afraid. I wanna prove every word I say. Advertise love for free, so won't you raise your hand with me? Boys will call my dime by the dozen, but that ain't nothing but 10 cent love. Pretty little thing, let me light your counter, cause mama, I'm so hard to handle now, yes, I am. Baby, here I am, I'm a man on the scene. You what you want, just come go home with me. I got some good old loving and I got better in store. When I get through throwing it on you, you got to come back for more. Boys will call my dime by my loving, but that ain't nothing but drugstore love. Pretty little thing, let me light the counter, called mama, I'm so hard to handle now, yes I am.
All right, that was Otis Redding, Yes Sir Ram, with Hard to Handle. Good stuff. And that reminds me of something that I probably need to tell you. And guess what I did last night? I ordered a guitar kit. Yes, I know, I don't need to hear it. Oh, Tobe, don't you already have enough guitars? Haven't you already built enough guitars to last you the rest of... Yeah, no, there's no such thing as too many guitars. Anybody who says, oh, I have too many musical instruments, is either just stupid, deluded, or otherwise not in their right mind. And that's a fact. That's not my opinion. That's a scientifically proven fact. You can look that up in the And suddenly I forgot the name of the mental illness diagnostic manual. But it doesn't matter. What I have done is I have ordered a mini Telecaster kit. And basically what this is, it's essentially a Telecaster style guitar, except it's a much shorter scale. And so the whole guitar is sort of shrunk down a little bit. How big is it exactly? I haven't really figured that out. Do I have this? Let's see if we can pull it up on the computer. But anyway, while I'm doing this, let me tell you that my plan for this guitar is to not build it as it is expected to be built. That's right. I'm not going to do anything that anybody expects me to do. Okay, here's the thing. So what I'm going to do is, this is meant to be a 6-string mini guitar. What I'm going to do is I'm going to convert it from 6-string to 4-string. So it's sort of like a tenor guitar. Or like my bouzouki. Right? Okay. We're being real smart now, aren't we? Yes, we are. Okay. So here we go. It says scale length is 16.3 inches. What? Oh, okay. 414 millimeters. 41.4 centimeters. All right. The guitars that I normally build are 25-inch scale length. And I'm trying to think, what is a regular Telecaster? Is a regular Telecaster 25, 25 and a half, 24 and a half? I don't know. It's somewhere around there. So this is not quite half the size. It's not, is it 3/4 the size? It's a little bit less. Is it 5/8? I think it's 5/8. I'm not going to do the math. I'm not going to figure this out. It doesn't matter. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make this 4 strings. And it's going to be cool. And it's going to be sweet. And yeah, I'm awesome. So I got to figure out a way to fill in these peg holes. I got to figure out a way to put a new 4-string bridge on it. And also cover up the pickup cavity. And I might have to shave the neck down because I might want the neck to be more narrow. And that's going to be the tricky part because that might mean that it has to be refretted. You know, because I'm going to have to rip the frets off to like router down or plane down the neck, then put the frets back on. I don't know, but I got other people thinking about this too. I got my luthier thinking about it. I got the emeritus thinking about it. I got me thinking about it. So three brains against one problem. This is going to be the most awesome thing ever. Now, the next question you probably have is, yeah, but Tobe, what color are you going to paint it? Well, I thought of a number of things. First of all, I was thinking, well, I could just paint it black. But I would like to do something fairly cool with this. So it wouldn't just be black. It would be multi-shade, depth black, lacquer, and lots of craziness, right? But then I thought, well, what am I talking about? What am I doing? I've always wanted to have a Hello Kitty guitar. So I was thinking, you know, oh, I'm gonna make it Hello Kitty. Okay, that would be cool, but people have seen Hello Kitty guitars, but they've never seen anything, you know, like this. So a Hello Kitty version of this, which is, I was going to say, it's like an electric mandolin, but no, with a scale length like that, it wouldn't be a mandolin. Mandolin is very short scale length. It's probably not more than 25 centimeters. You know, it's like 9 inches tops or whatever. But anyway, something else has happened. During the time that I've been thinking about this guitar and how I'm going to finish it, something else has happened. Guess what else has happened? A very cool guitar has been released. Fender Japan has released, oh my God, a Neon Genesis Evangelion guitar. If you're familiar with the anime, the classic seminal, very important, very, very important anime in the history of anime. There's a character named Asuka. She's half American, half Japanese. And this guitar is sort of modeled after her. If she had a signature guitar, this is what it would be. That's what this guitar is. It's essentially the signature model of a fictional character. And not even a real-life fictional character. An animated fictional character. Which sort of what makes this all the cooler. It's kind of very awesome concept-wise. And they haven't made very many of these. It's a limited edition, but they haven't actually said how many they made. So it's kind of suspicious. And it's only JDM. This guitar is only released in Japan for the Japanese domestic market. So if you want one, you've got to import one. And these things are already like $2,500. And to import one, you're gonna pay more. These are going to be $3,000, $3,500 before they even get to America. There's no way I'm ever going to be able to get one. But this is the coolest guitar. I suggest that you look this up right now. Asuka Telecaster. That's ASUKATELECASTER. And you take a look at that guitar. That is mighty cool. Oh, that reminds me of something else. Hi, Pippa. Pippa has come back. Hi. When I build my little mini Telecaster, I'm going to have to reverse the controls because I'm going to want the volume knob forward so I can do cool Bill Kirchner kind of stuff. You know, Bill Kirchner, the super Telecaster guy, he pretty much invented volume swells. And once you start doing volume swells, then the party has started. Wait, is the party on? Where are we with this?
The party's on.
Yes!
Result!
Damn it.
What's wrong with you?
I foolishly agreed to accompany my wife on an extreme sports calendar shoot.
Oh, you mug!
Idiot.
You plum duff.
I have ordered not one, not two, but three crates of poppers. We're having it large.
All right, don't rub it in.
And it's Bank Holiday Monday.
Recovery Monday.
That's right, easing out the come down. While you're out there watching your wife parading about in a jumpsuit.
Hello, idiot.
And where's Mrs. Harrison? And all this?
She's staying with her sister in Bournemouth. I am greenlit the whole way. I just have to find a quiet spot, tell her I'm going to bed at 9:30 and carte blanche. Woo! Oh, you are so under the thumb, it's frightening.
At least I've got a thumb.
Look, why don't you just tell this woman that you can't make it this weekend because you're rolling with the boys?
If I do that, Sabu, she will pummel me into the dirt.
Give her the back of your tentacle.
She's a powerful woman.
Come on!
Sometimes I wonder if I made the right decision marrying an extreme sports calendar model.
Oh, you probably did. The questions that you need to ask yourself are, did you accidentally miss the beginning of the game? The game that you're waiting for, your Shakhtar Donetsk game, has it started? And, oops, I pushed the wrong button.
No.
Sí.
Es increíble la elevación.
Es increíble.
Que agarra
mi juego has started. My football game is on. I got Shakhtar Donetsk versus Real Madrid. Oh boy. So that means that I got to end the show. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day during my football games at 1930 UTC right here on non-radio. My name is Tobe. I gotta watch me some Shakhtar Donetsk. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.